to help market and sell your home or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you will receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Today is January 13th, National Rubber Ducky Day. I just love taking a bath with my rubber ducky. We have so much fun. Uh-oh, hang on, rubber ducky. It's an underwater volcano. That was a close one. Have a splishy, splashy National Rubber Ducky Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7, he said.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump today is expected to become the first president ever impeached by the House twice, this time over the riot at the Capitol last week.
The list of Republicans willing to vote to impeach is growing. At least 5 Republicans on the record as intending to do so. The total number believed to be possibly as many as 10 to 20 by day's end. Most notable among them, the number 3 GOP leader, Liz Cheney. She issued this statement saying, "There has never been a greater betrayal by a president of the United States of his office and his oath to the Constitution."
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Fox's David Spun on the FBI's Capitol riot investigation.
More than 100,000 images they are sifting through that was brought together by the public. They're also looking and identified at least 170 people, and they've charged 70 people so far. Authorities say they're making progress with identifications.
America's listening to Fox News.
Welcome back to the show.
Wait, what day is today?
What day is today?
The greatest national holiday of all time.
Today is National Rubber Ducky Day.
National Rubber Ducky Day.
What sound does a duck make?
Rubber Duck Day.
Shuck-a-ducky.
You ready to do this?
I'm ready. I have all my ducks in a row.
Let's get quacking.
Showtime.
The bathtub is always much more fun when you have a friend.
Ooh.
I mean, you know, like a rubber duck.
Like rubber ducky. I get him friends, is what I meant.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's, at 7:04, has the threat of the freezing fog passed?
Actually, it's gotten worse. At the Montgomery Airport, visibility is 300 feet.
All right, so that's gotten worser.
And Leon's getting larger.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Yeah, so we've seen a big escalation as far as, you know, what they're seeing out at the airport right now. So freezing fog is an issue. And especially on elevated surfaces, that could be a problem. A little bit of moisture that is freezing on the surfaces. Oh, otherwise, the chance of anything falling from the sky is less than 20%. And that's all I'll say about that. There are echoes on the radar. I'm aware of that. but the chances of you seeing anything at your house are very small. Otherwise, look for after this morning weirdness. Mostly cloudy today. High temperature may make it to 50, but we may fall short. We only had 44 yesterday. Mostly clear, cold tonight. Low 30. Did you say the bike ride was a little colder? It seemed a little colder yesterday.
Yesterday felt like one of the coldest ever, but right. I finished it. It was good.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Great day tomorrow. Sunshine tomorrow. You can ride a little bit up more on the bike tomorrow with a high around 60. Boy, that sounds great. Chance of a morning shower on Friday, but the chances are small. Low to mid-50s. A cool weekend with cold nights. Right now this morning, with that dense fog out at the airport and in some other areas as well, freezing fog, it's 33 degrees now, 7:07.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
From the people who brought you The Good Doctor, bring you even more drama on The Bad Doctor.
Scalpel.
Uh-oh.
Not again.
The Bad Doctor, tonight on ABC.
No surprise that among the most streamed movies of 2020, Frozen 2, Moana, the Disney stuff, Secret Life of Pets 2. But this, in a way, doesn't surprise me either. The number one streamed TV show of last year was what? What do you think?
Streamed TV show?
2020. Most streamed.
I don't even have a guess. I don't even know.
Mandalorian? No.
No, this is a TV show. Well, that is a TV show, right, Mandalorian?
Yeah, kind of.
Well,
Office?
Office.
Yeah.
Office is still number... That is a show that has found a complete second life after its original run on TV. Because I think that came off the air, gosh, almost 10 years ago, didn't it?
Right. And it just moved from Netflix to Peacock, right?
Is that, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I told my daughter, go ahead. You can order Peacock. Got to have some Office. Grey's Anatomy finished second. That's kind of a surprise.
That's how many seasons of Grey's Anatomy have there been?
42.
15, I think.
God.
A ton.
Hang on, Grey's
Anatomy.
American Drama
with somebody
series.
That, you know, had to watch.
17 seasons.
You know how many shows I've watched of Grey's Anatomy? None.
Zero.
Zero.
First episode was March 27th of 2005.
Oh.
Yeah, all of a sudden, a lot of my hotkeys have stopped functioning. They've frozen.
That's a frozen fog.
Your flash isn't working. Your hotkeys have stopped.
Yeah.
It's just all falling apart here.
As long as you have a friend for that. The tub, though, you're okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Criminal Minds was the third most streamed show.
Criminal Minds is a good show, by the way, if you've never seen it.
Then there's that show with Creek in the name. I'm reluctant to say because I don't want to give anybody a reason to complain.
I'd like to watch that. I haven't started it, but I'd like to watch it.
I have
watched one.
I saw a couple episodes when I was down in Florida.
Yeah.
It's the cast is great. It's the old SCTV group of Eugene Levy. And Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah.
I just wish it had a different name.
So that you could mention it on the radio.
Without anybody thinking I just said...
Yeah.
Let's say, I can say Schmidt's Creek.
Yeah.
That's the show we're talking about.
Yeah. There was a beer that used to be called Schlitz. Right? You remember that?
Sure do.
I love you.
Schlitz. My favorite was Blatz, because Blatz was an accurate... That was onomatopoeia in action, because if you drank enough Blatz, you would Blatz. Those Midwestern beers, there was nothing like them, right?
Remember walking in to those old grills? They used to call them grills.
Yeah.
The Blatz sign. Yeah.
Who needs to be oiled? What is that? Oh, it's...
It's not me.
I thought you were squeaking.
No, I'm not squeaking.
It's Chase's paw.
I'm sorry, I passed gas.
Chase. Get the ball.
I am, this year, as we launch 2021, I'm taking a class called Jack Ingram 101.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yay.
I will be touring the entire family of dealerships, learning the different product lines, even though we are six-time purchasers. It's been a long time. Last Volkswagen I drove in is the one we bought Janelle for her first car. But if you go to Jack Ingram Volkswagen, there are some amazing deals with low-mileage cars. Here's a 2019 Beetle convertible. Now, I've seen them, and these are nothing like the bugs that we had back in the day. But there's a 2019 Beetle with only 5,000 miles on it.
They do look different now, don't they?
They're a little bit rounder.
Yeah.
And you can see that they've engineered some luxury and a little width into it. But they are cool. And there's a beige one there with only 1,970 miles. That means you can buy that. Basically, it's a 2019 with 1,970 miles. That was obviously a short-term lease deal that they got back. And you can save a ton of money because it's pre-owned, certified pre-owned. In fact, they have several Beetles and some Jettas as well. And some of these prices are eye-popping. So why not take a look? If it's been a while since you've looked at Volkswagen, I'm anxious to do a test drive in the Tiguan, too. Visit Jack Ingram at 235 on the Boulevard or visit jackingramvolkswagen.com. Pick something out. The concierge service will bring it to your home. You can test drive it there. They can appraise on-site any trade-ins, do all the paperwork remotely, and deliver the final documents to your door. Because they want you to love what you drive at Jack Ingram Volkswagen. Local news at 7:12. Random facts coming up. That'll be followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz question.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Former Montgomery City Councilman Tracy Larkin will lie in repose at Montgomery City Hall this Saturday from 8 to 11 a.m. Graveside services will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday at Greenwood Cemetery. Larkin died earlier this month. Just days after Montgomery Public Schools returned to in-person learning, a local high school is going virtual for the next 2 weeks. Starting today, Montgomery Public School officials say that Carver High School will go virtual for 2 weeks after an employee tested positive for COVID-19. And Governor Kay Ivey and State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris got the second dose of the coronavirus vaccine Tuesday. The Alabama Department of Public Health says at least 87,000 vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/private. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/private. That's forhims.com/private for your free online visit. forhims.com/private.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This week on Morbid House Hunters, Jim is a sociopath with mommy and daddy issues.
I'm looking for a home with a room with soundproof walls so you don't hear any, my sound system. I like to play my music loud. That's it.
He's looking at the house in Massachusetts where Lizzie Borden's parents were axed to death.
Oh, the wall-to-wall carpeting has to go. I need marble floors. Easier to clean.
It's selling for $2 million.
What is it, Mother?
You don't have $2 million. You're a loser. You'll never find a home.
Shut up, Mother. Shut up.
Morbid House Hunters, coming soon on HGTV.
Oh, this one's nice. Does it have a basement?
And now, let's ask Jay if it's time for...
Random
X. X.
As long as it's not the body spray, that we're good.
Lizzie Gordon. Yeah.
Did you know... Sebastian Vettel holds the record for the shortest career time elapsed before earning a penalty. This is in F1 racing, by the way. 9 seconds into his debut, he was penalized for speeding in the pit lane.
Wow.
And Sebastian Cabot was Mr. French.
Did you know?
Mad Magazine called him Mr. Stench.
I'd have to check with Skipper on this one, but some people have labeled this as the holy grail of vinyl because only one record of this was made. You can hear either a copy of it or something. It's very horrible quality, but you can still hear it on YouTube. Frank Sinatra recorded a unique version of Lady is a Tramp.
Why? Well, I mean, what did he do?
Recorded it for Ringo Starr's wife, and he changed some of the lyrics around, saying the lady is a champ and not a tramp.
Oh.
Things like, she married Ringo, and she could have had Paul, that's why the lady is a champ, this sort of thing, so,
was
yeah.
Was this done as a joke, or?
It was a birthday present for Ringo's wife.
Oh. I wonder why.
Which is a Bond girl, right?
Barbara Bach. Yeah,
Barbara Bach.
Yeah. So why is old Blue Eyes making records for her? You wonder.
I don't know.
I think it was something Ringo had done.
What was the caveman movie they did?
Yeah, she was in that. I don't recall the. It was very unmemorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there is a recording of it. Maureen. Why does it say Maureen as a champ? Was this his first wife then?
Oh, okay, because...
This was Maureen. No, this was not for Barbara Bach. This was for Maureen. Who was his first wife?
Must be.
She was in the Marines?
No. How is it?
What is her name? I have to look her up now. She was a hairdresser from Liverpool. And she was the first wife of Ringo Starr. Maureen Tigrett. Is her name. So.
Former. Yeah.
She was not the Bond girl. It was his other wife. Maureen Starkey.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so that's who that was for. Sorry. Did you know, in 1903, Horatio Nelson Jackson. I love a name, Horatio. Sewell K. Crocker and Bud the Pitbull. Became the first people to drive across the United States in a 20-horsepower Winton touring car. This is in 1903. The trip took 64 days.
Where did they find gas in the? I mean, you know, at that time, that had to be a real challenge.
It started in San Francisco. It ended in New York. By the end of the trip, there were only a few original parts left on the vehicle.
Wow.
From all that traveling. By the way, as recently as August of last year... That record became 25 hours and 39 minutes.
25
going across country?
Yes.
Well, that one that went in 03, that only had a 200-mile warranty, so...
Yeah. The top speed on this one last year was 170 miles per hour with an average speed of 110 miles per hour.
Really? Where can you do that on?
Well, the reason they did it and the reason that they did it at that time was because they realized the roads were less traveled because of... coronavirus, the pandemic. So the roads were a lot more emptier than usual for them. Yeah. So that's how they got the record, the new record anyway.
Wow, 64 days.
64 to go cross country, yeah. Did you know Franklin Delano Roosevelt is related to the most other U.S. presidents? More than any other president, Roosevelt has a relation to the most of the other presidents.
And the obvious one is Teddy was his cousin? Is that right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. He's got a total of 11.
I mean, can you name some of the presidents that he's related to?
Is Obama one of them because of the Irish side of the family? I think I remember reading that.
Don't know. I can look this up real quick and give you... I can tell you some of the notable mentions. Ulysses S. Grant, James Grant? Madison, George Washington.
Wow. Amazing.
Let me see real quick. FDR was distantly related to a total of 11 U.S. presidents, 5 by blood and 6 by marriage.
Oh.
John Adams, John Quincy Adams, Grant, which we said, William Harrison, Benjamin Harrison, Madison, Theodore, of course, Taft, Zach Taylor.
Really?
Martin Van Buren in there as well.
Huh.
And George Washington.
Remember a few years back, maybe more than a few days, dug up Zach Taylor?
What did they do that for?
Because there was a urban legend that he had been poisoned.
Yeah. Yeah, how's that Blatz going?
I got the Blatzes. No, this is serious. You can look it up. They dug him up because there was and the family gave permission, the survivors gave permission, because they thought he might have been poisoned by arsenic.
Oh.
And what I can't remember, what did they find?
There was no trace of arsenic in the coffin. And there were no pictures. I wish there were.
Did you know? Okay, I didn't know this, but apparently A Boy Named Sue by Johnny Cash was not actually written by Johnny Cash.
No, no.
Cover of the Rolling Stone was not actually written by, was it Dr. Hook?
Dr. Hook.
Yeah. And there's a couple of others in here that this guy did as well. But yeah, those songs and others were written by a children's author by the name of Shel Silverstein.
Oh, yeah. He did a lot of that kind of stuff.
Irish guy.
The comic books, all kinds of stuff.
He did The Giving Tree, Where the Sidewalk Ends, all of those. But he also wrote A Boy Named Sue.
Huh.
For Johnny Cash. He also wrote Cover the Rolling Stone and Freakin' at the Freakers Ball. I didn't know any of that, though. Did you know there is something called the Vegetable Orchestra? It is a group consisting of 10 musicians and one cook. Also, a sound technician is involved as well. They play a wide range of music on vegetables.
I've heard of this. I've heard of this.
There are pumpkin drums, yeah. Onion maracas, leek violins, carrot xylophones. After the performance, the vegetables are then cooked into a soup for the audience.
Who wants to tune my cucumber?
Whoa. Well, okay.
Okay.
What? When
I thought it was an eggplant.
Oh.
Did
you? That was bad.
That's an inside joke.
It's from the emojis yesterday.
It is from the emojis, but I know. I'm probably like, where were all the emojis?
Coming up on Random Facts.
You guys have next. Dirty minds. I'm shocked at all of you.
We're going to talk about space. Nice little fact about space. The very first TV spinoff. Shots.
Shots. Fired.
Well, drinks.
Oh.
Oh.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And, well, the moon as well. That's all coming up on Random Facts.
I do not have a convoluted intro for part two.
Oh, okay. No.
Well, I gave you 5, so you can just let it roll if you want.
We now end our broadcast day.
Yeah.
WACV is owned and operated by.
It is 724 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Great place to get whatever you need to maintain the outside of your home. And a great deal on it because they're still trying to clear 2020 product is Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. It's a place the pros choose because they need to get their equipment and partner up with a place that can get, if something breaks, they're doing a massive lawn project, or something rolls over, a rock needs to be repaired, they can bring it right to Lewis Lawn and not lose any time because their money-making window is obviously shorter than most businesses. And they get all the great brand names there as well, from tractor-sized mowers to the big zero turns from Echo and Exmark and Toro. And for the homeowner, the do-it-yourselfer, the biggest seller, the hottest product line there this past year, was the Ego. And these are battery technology products state-of-the-art that really worked for a long time. I mean, even a mower, a self-propelled mower. Just take it off the charging station and hit the on button and it goes right into action. Very convenient, very easy to use. And, of course, like everything else you buy at Lewis Lawn can be brought back there for service. See Haley, AJ. Chad Sasser is our point guy there. He knows all the specials and incentives from the different manufacturers. Talk with him and use a great local business that will take care of you after your purchase with that warranty. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, next to Walter Craig. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 244-9191 is their number. 726.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We are still light to moderate around Montgomery this morning, but we have a lot of cars inbound now on the 31s headed into Montgomery. I-65 and 85 busy now with moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. And we still have that freezing fog advisory in effect this morning. However, we have not seen any accidents into us so far from Wetumpka, Millbrook, Prattville, or in the Montgomery area. That's a good sign, but be cautious this morning and slow down on bridges and overpasses and keep it here for more traffic updates. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get your cash you need with an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. MCS in Wetumpka, just a phone call away with 1 hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 322876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
There's a lady right down the street from me that just had her roof re-roofed, if you will. She had some shingle damage due to some of the storms that just passed through. She had C&G Roofing that came out and did it. Commercial, residential roof specialists. C&G Roofing with over 40 years of experience in the roofing business. Repairs from storm damage or just normal wear and tear. Call them today, 334-313-3958 and ask for George. C&G Roofing, where financing is available with approved credit.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Time to get up. We'll make sure that you have fun. Get your weary self out of bed. Don't you sleep no more.
Hey,
And now,
Jay Scott, to carry on with the final
random.
Don't you seek no more, and you're going to carry on.
Very nice.
Did you know where you are either sitting or standing right now, you are barreling through the universe at 1.3 million miles per hour?
Oh, no!
This is how fast we are moving currently right now.
Say it again. How much? What speed?
1.3 million miles per hour.
Oh, man. My odometer's off my head.
That counts the Earth's rotation, the speed that the Earth travels around the sun, the speed the sun travels around the Milky Way galaxy, and then, of course, that through the universe that is relative to the Big Bang. Velocities are constant, so you feel like you're sitting or standing still. And obviously, you know, if there was no gravity, it'd be a little bit different, but yeah.
Yeah, although it feels like a slow morning.
Yeah, right?
I've got motion sickness.
We're moving very, very fast. Did you know of television's very first spinoff show?
Spinoff.
Yes.
Was it, can you give me the year?
Or no, you can't.
Let's see.
Is it in the 70s?
No, it's going back into the mid-50s.
Oh,
okay.
This was a series that aired from 1955 to 1956.
Oh, I can't help you out.
26 episodes on CBS.
No. Can't be the Honeymooners. No, I can't help you.
It isn't the Honeymooners.
Okay. I don't know anything from that era.
Okay, that's what I was thinking of, yeah. But that Mexico, it probably isn't. Because I wouldn't know it either.
Yeah. Caesar.
It was a show that was spun off from the Gene Autry show.
Oh.
And it was called The Adventures of Champion.
Oh.
One day, and maybe you already have done it, find out what show has produced the most spinoffs ever. It might be All in the Family.
I would like to know what show other than All in the Family could possibly have done
the most spinoffs.
Champion was Gene Autry's horse. And had his own show, apparently.
I think Champion is now stuffed and on display somewhere.
That's a little scary.
TV show with the most spinoffs is probably going to be... Yeah, there were 7 from All in the Family.
See?
Oh, we got it!
All right.
Yay!
We're so smart.
Yeah, I'm trying to read over here some more of this. Don't see anything you see. All in the Family, there you go. Can you name?
Well, besides the Jefferson.
Maude. Good Times. Gloria had a show briefly on a comeback.
You got Gloria, you got Maude, you got the Jeffersons.
And then when
Good Times.
Archie, there was a show
Archie
called
Bunker's
Archie.
Place.
Archie Bunker's Place is another one.
Yeah.
There was briefly a show called Gloria.
Right.
And
I got 2 other shows here.
Oh, man.
From 1981.
Huh. Well, Meathead never had a show.
No.
Oh, okay. 1981, never mind. They're using that as a spinoff of the Jeffersons, which still ties back into All in the Family.
Oh,
okay.
I see.
Yeah. Flo had a show, right?
This is called Checking In. In 81, I don't know. It says spinoff of the Jeffersons. It aired 4 episodes.
Wow.
Didn't last long.
Yeah, they put them quickly in them days.
And then there was a show called 704 Hauser.
Yes.
That's the Bunker's address.
It was really not good.
It was
at
a
all.
Spinoff of All in the Family, but that came in 94.
It was not good at all.
Wow. I don't even remember that.
Well, anyway, did you know? In the United States, with the exception of Utah, there is no standard size for a single shot pour.
Usually it's 1.25 ounces most. Oh, I've heard.
Mercy.
I'm trying to see where it talks about the, let's see, sizes. Here we go. What did you say, Rich?
1.25 ounces?
Yeah, 1.5. There is no standard size for a single shot except in Utah, where a shot is defined as 1.5.
Oh, In Utah, they have these gadgets on every liquor bottle. It's ridiculous. It's incredible. You have to join a club in order, I've heard, to get into a bar. And they've got these contraptions on
every liquor
bottle.
In Utah?
Yes.
Wow. Elsewhere in the United States, the standard size would generally be 1 1/4, as Rich said. And a double shot, maybe 2 fluid ounces or more.
Mm.
So, did you know the average American, before graduating from high school, will have eaten 1,500 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Wow. The average... How old person?
The average American.
Average American.
Before graduating high school, will have eaten 1,500 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. It was, day in, day out, the lunch I had every single day in school. Not high school. School. All of it. K through 12. Peanut butter and jelly. Up until, I think, when Mom passed away, just before... She passed away in December of the year I graduated, so then it would have been... Not the year I graduated, the year before I graduated. So there was like 6 months on the other end of 97 where I think I didn't have peanut butter and jelly unless I got up and made it myself, and I don't remember doing that.
Yeah, it was in my lunchbox a lot.
Oh, man.
What kind of lunchbox did you have? Did you have something in the side?
One of them was the Jetsons.
Yeah.
I had the Jetsons one.
Richie Thomas had the Jetsons lunchbox.
It was blue. It was cool.
And finally... Did you know that when the moon is directly overhead, you will weigh slightly less? And I mean slightly. Just very slightly less.
Same reason that the moon has something to do with the tides and stuff like that. Yeah. And
I mean, it's going to be millionths of a gram difference.
Yeah.
So you can't get on a scale and actually say,
look at
the moon's overhead.
It must be the moon overhead. But I've lost some weight.
Yeah, there's a slight difference. But yeah, that's it for you. Those are your random facts.
All right. They're going to devise a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. Today with the Food Outlet special a little bit later this hour. Right now, one lesson learned in 2020, as Rich said, hindsight is 2020. Having your prescriptions filled in a big box store is not really a good idea, nor is it convenient for many, especially when we have panic buying and things like that, people waiting in lines just to get in, just to get their medicine. And having to walk long distances and so forth to just complete that simple task. With Adams Drugs, they have a state-of-the-art computer system. You can have all your prescriptions and refills transferred to the location that works best for you. And if you don't want to go in the store, you just pull up in front and they'll bring them right out to you, because it's the old-fashioned intimate drugstore where there's a pharmacist that will get to know you, that will get to know your name, your family, and be there to answer any questions you might have and never brush you off because, they're too busy. They're busy, but... They keep up with it. They take good care of their customers with that personal touch. They work very hard to save every penny they can on your co-pays, coupons with various drug manufacturers that can save you money. They love to do that for their customers. They also have all your over-the-counter needs at Adams Drugs and beautiful gift shops, too, which carry the heirloom kind of merchandise, like for Valentine's Day. They got some really awesome stuff coming up. And if you want to celebrate Alabama's national championship, they have things that are really awesome. Everything from dinnerware to napkins and all kinds of things that celebrate both sides of the greatest rivalry in sports. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you. And don't forget to bring home the butt paste. That is the phenomenon. It really is. All right, now it's time for that $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about FDR being related to the most other U.S. presidents. How many other presidents is FDR related to?
That was the first random fact,
wasn't it?
No.
No?
That was the fourth.
Oh, okay.
272-9228 if you have that number handy. Not our phone number, but the number of... other presidents Roosevelt, FDR, was related to. 272-9228. Standing by to take your call right now while we check traffic. Stay on the line if you don't win and do a follow-up question and get an extra entry in our grand prize drawing coming up Friday.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a first accident of the morning at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We also have a freezing fog advisory in effect this morning. However, we have had no reports of any accidents due to freezing fog on bridges or overpasses in Montgomery, Wetumpka, Millbrook, or Prattville so far. And that's a good sign because we got a lot of cars on the road now headed into Montgomery. We are busy I-65 and 85 through downtown. We've got some congestion Northeast Boulevard and Southwest Boulevard right now. Just buckle up. Drive carefully this morning. We will keep you updated. The Toyotas are arriving by the truckload at Reinhardt Toyota. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Your new Toyota's waiting. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
At 7:41, 19 before the top of the hour, we start with Brian on our pop quiz question. Brian?
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey. Good. How are you?
Hey, Brian. How's it going?
Doing great.
By the way, everybody else on the line, hang around. We got follow-up questions, I'm sure.
Yes.
So,
some good ones.
If Brian gets this correct. Brian, how many other presidents is FDR related to?
Was it 11?
It was.
Correct.
Can you name two just as a bonus? There's no really.
George Washington, both right. The Adams and the yeah. Harrisons.
Yeah,
and U.S. Grant.
And T.R. as well. Yeah.
Very good. Actually, yes. Hang on. You have Eddie. A $10 Food Outlet gift certificate coming your way. Let's ask Charles if he'd like to do a follow-up.
Hey, Charles.
Hey. Yeah, I'd love to do a follow-up.
Okay, let
I
me...
I called in about a shark yesterday. I got it wrong.
I got a bunch of them here. I'm going to pick this one. The first cross-country trip in a vehicle took how long? It took a long time. It's in
it
days.
I think it took 64 days.
It took 64 days is right.
Awesome.
Yep.
So you get a bonus entry in the grand prize drawing.
Yep.
Nice.
Good work, guy.
Congratulations.
And Marvin, what's going on?
Hey, Marvin, how are you?
Marvin?
You there? Hello. They went away? Did
yes,
it go away?
Yes, apparently Marvin went away.
Went away.
Just like that.
Went away. I was going to ask.
Ask me, maybe, because I'm busy running
all right,
the board. But
then I'm going to ask you a little harder one. The song that Sinatra wrote for Ringo's first wife. He changed some of the lyrics and renamed it what?
That's why the lady is a tramp.
Champ. Exactly.
Champ.
You get an extra entry in our grand prize drawing on Friday.
I'll tell you what, I'll give it to somebody.
Average American ate how many PB and J's?
1,500.
That's right. That's correct. All the Family had how many spinoffs?
7.
Corrected. The fastest cross-country trip took how long?
25 hours.
You're amazing. Just amazing.
And good job. All of that information, is that going to get me a raise?
No.
Going to make me more money?
No.
Make me more interesting?
No.
Okay. I just thought I'd ask.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Oh, weird morning. There's just some wild stuff going on. For instance, visibility. Last time we checked at the Montgomery Airport was down to 300 feet in freezing fog. So we have a freezing fog advisory. Now, it's not necessarily that foggy at your location, but just know that the fog is out there and could cause a problem. Also, there's echoes on the radar and the temperature is near freezing. what does that mean? Well, probably nothing. I don't think you're going to see anything falling from the sky at your house, but the chances are less than 20%, so we're going to ignore that. Otherwise, look for a mostly cloudy day. Yesterday's high only made it to 44. If we get to 50 today, and that's a big if, that would be a victory, but we may fall short because of the clouds. Mostly clear tonight, cold, overnight low 30. Tomorrow should be a great day. I'm really excited. Sunshine tomorrow will be in pretty abundant supply. High temperature near 60. There will be dancing in the streets, I swear. Then the chance of an isolated shower Friday morning as a weak front moves through the area. High temperatures in the low to mid 50s. Then a clear, storm-free weekend, but cool. Right now this morning, with freezing fog in the area, it's 33 degrees at 7:45.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Let me tell you about Yellowhammer Restaurant Company, and while I do that, I just pulled up their Facebook page, and the Wednesday specials are pretty amazing, including a hamburger steak, pork loin, broccoli chicken casserole. Let's see, how many vegetables choices? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 vegetable choices, 2 dessert choices, and boy, it's home cooking just like Mama used to make, all right? They're located on Averett Drive, just behind Mexico Typical, just off Taylor Road, a little south of Vaughan, tucked away there. Great family atmosphere, delicious breakfast and lunch options. In fact, they opened at 6 o'clock this morning. 6 to 2, Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 2 on Saturday and Sunday. And by the way, on Saturday, they serve breakfast all day long from 8 to 2. So that's pretty good to know as well. The Facebook page has their daily options, as I mentioned. I just read some of those. You can also call in your catering orders, 649-1737. They have a great drive-up window, too. So you can call in your order ahead of time. They'll have it ready for you. Mouth-watering food and the healthy choice menu. We covered that yesterday. If you're trying to maintain your weight goal without compromising your taste buds, check out the healthy choice menu. Yellowhammer Restaurant Company. And right now, let's give away a $15 gift certificate.
Let's do it.
Which will go a long way at the Yellowhammer Restaurant Company. What is it going to be? Caller what?
We're going to do, how about caller number 6?
Caller 6 right now, 272-9228. $15 gift certificate, Yellowhammer Restaurant Company.
All right, we're waiting on those calls while we check local news. At 7:47.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Just days after Montgomery Public Schools returned to in-person learning, a local high school is going virtual for the next 2 weeks. Starting today, Montgomery Public School officials say that Carver High School will go virtual for 2 weeks after an employee tested positive for COVID-19. Governor Kay Ivey and State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris got the second dose of the coronavirus vaccine Tuesday. The Alabama Department of Public Health says at least 87,000 vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. And former Montgomery City Councilman Tracy Larkin will lie in repose at Montgomery City Hall this Saturday from 8 to 11 a.m. Graveside services will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday at Greenwood Cemetery. Larkin died earlier this month. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Thanks, Andrew. 7:48. And you are caller 6. What's your name?
Bennett.
Bennett. You said Bennett. Or damn it, I couldn't understand.
Bennett. Okay.
Bennett.
Hey, Bennett.
Bennett.
You're going to eat well.
Bennett. You're going to Yellowhammer.
Fantastic. I'm
going to
try the plate.
Oh, you'll love it. It's just like Mama cooked. And $15 goes a long way at Yellowhammer Restaurant Company, so congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All you had to do is be caller number 6, and you did that. So hang on. Jay's going to get your information. Stand by.
Okay, we've got that coming up. And just ahead, we're going to feature a rocket scientist who has an incredible multi-million-dollar dilemma, a decision to make.
Uh-oh.
And we'll talk about that right after we take the rest of this break at 7:49.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Make getting a great night's sleep your New Year's resolution with Mattress Firm's year-end sale. Hurry in for savings of up to $300 on our top-rated brands like Sealy. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 on Sealy. Or save 50% on select mattresses from Sealy and get a queen mattress for just $299.99. Don't wait. Shop in-store, online, or by phone with a sleep expert for these amazing deals. Only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
I think it's safe to say that Stephen Thomas of San Francisco is a bit of a rocket scientist.
Okay.
He has a digital wallet, and in this wallet, he's managed to accumulate 7,002 Bitcoin.
Oh, I know about this story.
That means it's worth $234 million.
Holy
now,
crap.
If he can get into it.
Yeah. The private keys he needed to unlock his account are on an encrypted hard drive, and he lost the password to that hard drive.
Oh, no.
But there's more.
There's even more, yeah.
You only get 10 guesses at the password before the hard drive permanently encrypts its contents and can't be unlocked, and he's already made 8 wrong guesses. So he has 2 more shots to figure out the password, or he is out $234 million forever. Since Bitcoin is decentralized, there's no get my lost keys option.
Mm-mm.
You either have them or you don't, and if you don't, you are
out of luck.
Mm-hmm. He says, I would just lay in bed and think about it. Then I would go to the computer with some new strategy and it wouldn't work. And I would be desperate again. Can you imagine?
I would cry.
$234 million out the window. I mean, and it doesn't sound like he can pick up the phone and reach out to a guy like...
Alan!
No.
Alan!
He is, he's pretty much, yeah, rocking a hard place on that one.
Our good buddy Brett McDonald is not a fan of these cryptocurrencies because they're just so volatile.
Oh, yeah.
But this is another reason maybe to consider. I remember Joey had bought some Bitcoin years ago.
We talked about it on the air the other day.
And he made a little money when he sold it, but it would be worth like...
Oh, my God. He wouldn't be working here right now.
There was a guy I read about who he had 60 Bitcoins, whatever it was, and that was back in 2004. And he used it to see spend it on something stupid, you know? But if he had held on to it, it's like $100-some-odd million worth of Bitcoin he would have had today.
Speaking of that, would you, let's check the futures right now, can we? Can
we do that? We sure can.
I'm just curious to see if we're in the green.
We are not in the green.
Or we're in the red.
Not that deep in the red either.
Oh, yeah?
But we're not that bad. 39
That's not too
down.
Bad.
Yeah.
No, my favorite stock.
That shoe is gaudy as hell, but yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Looks like he has teeth on the sides.
$5,000 sneakers.
You're kidding me.
By Jimmy Choo.
What the heck?
Probably a little cheaper on Amazon.
Let's go from $5,000 sneakers to New York strips that are $5.58 a pound.
Oh, there we go.
You know what that
nice.
Is?
Good segue. Yeah. And he didn't crash this time.
Steak segue.
Yeah.
He didn't fall on the ground and have a torn shirt.
You know why I was able to do that many times? I've been told.
You are a meathead.
$5.58 a pound. What does that mean to you? That means... Some people in the studio are going to be having a steak and egg breakfast.
Well.
Maybe another breakfast with sausage patties. Rudy's Farm Sausage Patties, a food outlet. 3-pound box, just $5.95. 1.5 dozen. Surefire medium eggs. That's $1.50 for the box of 18. Class. That means these eggs are under 10 cents each.
Wow. That's an incredible edible egg.
Star-Kissed Tuna. You know, it's been great. Food outlet sells these 4-packs of Campbell's tomato soup, pre-made.
Right.
You just stick it in the microwave. Piping hot tomato soup and a tuna salad sandwich on toast.
Tomato soup reminds me of growing up and mama and, you know. Yeah.
Grilled cheese. Yeah. By the way, that's another department, the dairy department. You'll save big money on at food outlet. All three locations give you cost plus 10% pricing. And on your first walk through the store, you realize... that the big chain store pricing, it's an illusion. They make you think that with a buy one, get one free here and there, but if you want to save money on everything, start with Food Outlet in Millbrook on Highway 14, 720 East Main in the preferred community, and I'll see you Sunday morning in the Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. And it's always funny because I do that, and then people will spot me and say, "You really are here on Sunday mornings around 7:30, aren't you?"
I've got the Chase Grahams to prove it.
That's right. And by the way, we found the big tenders.
Oh?
Yeah, the big tenders are back in stock, good. So we loaded up on those, so we'll be good to go in the week.
Did you hear that, Chase?
That's good. Well, of course, Chase and my man, Chimweeniums, at 7:58.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. Well, I-65 and 85, very busy. Everybody's trying to get into Montgomery to work this morning. Please use caution, but no accidents on the interstates reported so far. We're looking good in Wetumpka, Millbrook, and Prattville. Busy on the boulevard. Our most congested spots, Northeast Boulevard around 231, the Wetumpka Highway, and East South Boulevard around Baptist and Alpha. We do have that one accident, Taylor at Vaughn. Authorities are on the scene, and now they're calling it a moderate crash. Use caution and expect a slight delay at Taylor and Vaughn. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at AMC Festival Plaza Theater, Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey there.
there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage. And here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless